Light, camera,
Cork,
action.
The Oscar-winning county.
Oh, yeah.
On the Red FM carpet. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Action.
Live for the Academy Street Awards.
That's right, baby. We're taking over Academy Street a little bit later on this morning. This could have all fallen on its face.
Oh, I knew it wouldn't.
I was lying in bed. Well, alarms go off at about 3:45. And I was like, all right. So I've gone into this weekend already. Already expecting a Liverpool win. That didn't happen. Yeah. Expecting an Ireland rugby win. That didn't happen. Please, if there's anybody up there, let me open my phone and see Murphy smiling. And the first thing that opened was not a Killian Murphy Oscars article. It was something to do with Bloody James Bond. And I was like scrolling. I was like, where is it?
I know, yeah.
And then it popped up. Yeah. And yes, thankfully. Because I did a hell of a lot of shopping on Friday for my Oscars.
It was like
back.
Supermarket sweep.
I was messaging you going, have I enough here?
I was like, yeah.
I'll give you a run through of our Oscars bag that we want to give to somebody later on. But we will be on Academy Street for the Academy Awards later on. The Red Patrollers will be down there. If you see them, pop up and say hello. We've got loads of stuff to give away. Loads of travel mugs for the show and all. We'll give you awards. Award for the best left-handed truck driver in Cork and that kind of stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
That's happening later on this morning. So the good news is Murph has done the business.
He has.
First Irishman in a lead role to win an Oscar. And it's been, this is 1986, was it, when Brenda Fricker won?
Was that the last one, yeah?
I think it might be. We've had, like, you know, in terms of actors, we've had lots of animation awards and music scores and cinematography and all that kind of crack. But this was just, it's the, really people go to see the Oscars for the actors.
They do, yeah.
You know? With the greatest respect to all the other people in the movies who actually make stuff happen.
Yeah.
There's like 100 of those other different roles and different positions that people kind of have in the film industry.
There's so many roles, absolutely.
And that this thing is still going on over there at the moment.
It is.
Like they haven't even rolled out of the building. So I saw a lovely photograph of Robert Downey Jr. and Cillian Murphy.
They're great
and
pals,
Emma
I think.
Stone,
yeah.
And loaded them up on stage. Just holding their awards.
Wow.
It was amazing. This is the moment it all played out.
And the Oscar goes to Cillian Murphy.
This is the first Oscar win and nomination for Cillian Murphy.
I'm a little overwhelmed. Thank you to the Academy. Chris Nolan and Emma Thomas, it's been the wildest, most exhilarating, most creatively satisfying journey you've taken me on over the last 20 years. I owe you more than I can say. Thank you so much. Every single crew member, every single cast member on Oppenheimer, you guys carried me through. All my fellow nominees, I remain in awe of you guys, truly. I want to thank my incredible team. Big shout out to Craig Bankey, Brendan Murphy, Mary Murphy, Yvonne McGuinness, my partner in life and art, my two boys, Malachy and Aaron, who are sitting up there. I love you so much. And I'm a very proud Irishman standing here tonight, so... you know, we made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
Fair play.
Oh, he's just top class, isn't he?
Wow.
All the feels.
Yeah, that's great. I did go into this on Friday just expecting the worst. It's the way I operate.
I knew he'd do it, but hear the way he thanks every single member of the crew.
Yeah, and the family and everything.
Every single member of the cast, because...
Yeah.
That doesn't go over his head, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's the kind of humble chap he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just massive for anybody that grew up with Cillian or anybody that has any association with him or has been on his journey and watched him go, you know, from a pub in Douglas in a band playing a lead guitar in an acid jazz band to on the stage in The Everyman to his first couple of films and
28
and
days
then
later.
Seeing him turning him up in Batman. You're like, he's from Cork and he's in Batman. And then, you know what I mean?
And now...
Then, and for him to land an Oscar, it's been some journey. And we're celebrating it all day long. Right here on Cork's Good Times, on Killian's Good Times.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Action. Live for the Academy Street Awards.
Cork's Good Times, it's Red FM. It is Monday morning, the 11th. 6:23, live for the first day of the week. And if you're just waking up to us wondering what happened last night... Killian won the giggity gong. Giggity, giggity gong.
He did the do.
Oh, wow. So happy for him.
Did he what?
Loads of lovely messages rocking in from this morning.
Hi, KC and Vic. This is Breed here. Just on my way to the gym listening to you guys. So happy for Killian Murphy. You know, believe it or not, the first thing I did this morning, I was still half asleep, grabbed my phone to see if Killian had done it, and he had. So proud of him. And the fact that he said he was a proud Irishman, it just... it fills me with so much joy.
It's great, isn't it?
That's a great message. Thanks, Breed.
That's Breed out in Paris this morning. Tuned into the show. Seamus is on to us just to say, tiny tear in my eye this morning. Grew up in the same year as Killian went to school. He wasn't in my class, but I just have had that connection to him and watched him grow from a stage actor to an Oscar winner.
Fab.
Great stuff, Seamus. Thanks for your lovely
message.
A lot
of proud people around Cork today,
I'd say. That's for sure. That is for sure. What happened last night at the Oscars? We'll find out the full rundown. Shannon is our entertainment reporter. She's still there.
Yeah.
She's fallen out of the... Well, no, she's professionally fallen out of the place.
Yeah.
Heading off to a party in a while.
She may be at that party right now.
Yeah, but
she may be standing next to someone really famous right now.
I needed to check in with her this morning to ask her what happened with Al Pacino. Yeah. What happened to Al Pacino last night, Shannon?
Oh, my God. That was so anticlimactic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the worst. So for Best Picture, and then he just was like... Oppenheimer. Like, and everyone was like, okay, it's happening. This is a real thing. So it was really weird. Even watching it, like, in real time in the press room, I was like, did he make a mistake?
And the Oscar goes to
Red FM Breakfast with KC on the red carpet.
Killian's Good Times. This is Red FM.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay, there's not really anything else to talk about other than Killian Murphy's huge, massive win at the Oscars.
It's absolutely phenomenal, absolutely brilliant. We're talking to Shannon after 7 o'clock this morning. Now that he's won it.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the kind of person Killian is, and maybe you're right, the after party, what's going on? There's bound to be something. He would have something planned somewhere.
I just think it would be something low key. Now, I could be wrong.
I bet you he's already in a small little Irish bar supping
there, you go.
Hidden away in the corner with about 15 or 20 of them. In a snug.
In a snug.
With a bower on and a live goat.
Interesting.
So,
I don't know. Does he go in for all that glitz and glam? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we asked Shannon a couple of hours ago. She's over in LA at the moment. What's going to happen?
Will he even go?
Probably going to go home and have a cup of tea and a sponge cake with his family. That's probably what he's going to do.
You know, yeah. Watch reruns of Knight Rider or something like that.
Indian style.
He'll do something so chill. I'd imagine. Then again, we don't know. He could go hell for leather. This is the biggest moment of his life.
Did you see, because obviously this has all happened overnight, so KC and I are only catching up kind of here since we've been here this morning, but even his reaction when they called his name and he got up and he just gave a kiss to his wife as if he was getting on the number 208 bus going off to work, turned around and just kind of took it all in a little bit and just, you know, strolled up onto the stage. Very cool.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM and that is Jazzy, and it's Monday morning. It's 7:10.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Action.
Live for the Academy Street Awards.
Let's go live to LA where Shannon Keenan is on standby. Shannon, good morning. What a night. Wow.
I know. I'm literally on cloud nine. It was so emotional to witness Killian win firsthand. Like, honestly, I was nearly bawling.
Yeah.
Tears nearly streaming down my face.
Oh, my God. It was chaos there last night, apparently. Tell us about the whole lead up to the awards and the actual moment when Killian won. Did you get to watch all of this play out?
Yeah, I did. I got to watch it. I was sitting in the press room, and as soon as he won, I just screamed really, really loud, but I had my headphones on, so I didn't even realise how loud I screamed, and people behind me were like, ah! And I was like, he won! It's like, spot the Irish girl in the room, do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, because I'd imagine if somebody screaming randomly in America could mean many things.
Well,
so
that's true,
you know, but it was Oscars night. There was a lot of things that happened right across the evening. We'll chat about that in a moment. But first of all, we went into this very cautiously. Well, at least I did over the weekend, yeah. Shannon, because, you know, we knew he was a shoo-in for it. Everyone expected him to win it, and he's finally landed it. The first Irish man in a lead role, the first Cork man in a lead role.
Absolutely,
to win this Oscar, which is huge. The speech was brilliant. There was a little bit of Irish and everything thrown in there.
Yeah, he said, "I'm a very proud Irish man standing up here tonight," and he even said, "Gura Míle Maith," which is Irish for many thank yous. So I'm loving it.
Oh, that was lovely. That was a nice touch, wasn't it, at the end?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and definitely. Who was he there with?
Get us what we wanted.
Who was he there with, Shannon?
He was there with his wife and his two sons. So remember when he was on our flight and I said his son was on the flight with him?
Yeah.
So it came full circle. He was on the carpet with him, walking down.
You would bring your whole family, wouldn't you, really?
You know what I mean?
It's such a huge moment.
Yeah, I don't think he was, like, leaving the wife at home for that one. No. But listen, I'll be back with the award.
Yeah.
I'll see you Monday.
See you in a bit, yeah.
Tell us about afterwards. Where did you end up and what happened afterwards?
So I actually could potentially be going to a party now after I finish chatting to you, because I got chatting to a guy who works in the academy.
Okay.
And he noticed my Irish accent. His birthday happens to be on St. Patrick's Day. So I was waffling the ears off him about St. Patrick's Day. Then he flew downstairs after me and he was like, "What are you doing tonight? Do you want to go to a party?" And I was like, "Do I what? I will see you in 30 minutes."
Oh, so well done.
Because I heard that there is an after party, an elite after party, which happens up in the hills in Hollywood. And the venue that's running this has oversubscribed by about 500 people.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is, this is what they were all freaking out about, that, you know, dozens of the winners and everything are going to be stuck in traffic. Some of them, when they get to the door, Killian might not even get into this party. That's
what
they were saying.
Will he even go?
Well, this is the thing. I don't think he's an after party kind of person.
He's a cool customer. I don't know.
I'd imagine Killian will have his own thing set up somewhere.
I'd say so too.
Yeah.
A little private party.
I say he's probably going to go home and have a cup of tea and a sponge cake with his family. That's probably what he's going to do.
You know, watch reruns of Knight Rider or something like that.
Killian style.
He'll do something so chill.
He will, yeah.
So had we any other Irish success over there last night, Shannon?
Yeah, Element Pictures as well didn't do too bad. Now, they didn't win Best Picture, but they did take home...
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good, yeah.
Fantastic.
They
had an incredible 11 nominations, I think, in total, which was stunning.
Yeah, 11 nominations, and they took home 4, so that's actually really good. So fair play to the lads from Element Pictures. Yup.
Well done. What's been the highlight of your trip so far? Come on, who have you bumped into? What was your big moment?
Oh, there's been so many big moments. Even just tonight was so surreal. Like, to look at Emma Stone just, like, minutes... Like, I could literally go up to stage and touch her if I wanted to, but then I just didn't want to get escorted out of the building. So I said,
exactly,
you know what?
Yeah.
I'll play it cool and I will just sit down. But I was still, like, waving me number in the air, like, I just don't care. And, like, no one picked me for a question, so I was a bit devastated about that now, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you know, picture Shannon.
Do you know what happened to Al Pacino? What happened to Al Pacino last night, Shannon?
Oh my God, that was so anticlimactic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the worst. So for Best Picture, and then he just was like, Oppenheimer. Like, and everyone was like, okay, this is happening. This is the real thing. So it was really weird. Even watching it, like, in real time in the press room, I was like, did he make a mistake? Or what's going on?
Yeah.
We thought it was, like, last year all over again.
Shannon Keenan is Red FM's entertainment reporter. Stay with us, Shannon. We will talk to you a little bit later on and right throughout the show. She's kind of on a red carpet, between a red carpet and getting a taxi to a party this morning, Vic. That's where she is, but she will be with us right across the morning.
Absolutely, she will, yeah.
Giving us more updates on what's going on in LA, because it is, it's just really kind of shutting down now over there. And well, from the award side of it.
Yeah.
But the party continues and Mr. Murphy will be celebrating for a long time.
Absolutely.
I hope. Listen, it's a huge day for Cork. It's a massive day for Killian. If you want to record a little voice note for him, or a shout out, or a big up, 086-8104-106 on WhatsApp. Get out your phone, record your message, get it into us, get your voice on the air, and congratulate Mr. Murphy. And if you've anything you want to add to it, any little stories or any little connections you have to the man, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 7:15, good morning. This is Killian's Good Times, Red FM.
Lights, camera. Action. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Oh, yeah.
On the red carpet.
Killian's Good Times. This is Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Live for the Academy Street Awards.
Morning, gang. Rory's over there.
Hi.
Vic's over there. Would you like to know what is in my Cork Oscars bag?
Yes. Go on, then.
All right. Yes. So I did all the shopping on on Friday.
Fair play, Mike.
The Oscars bag is worth €78,000. This is €500,000.
Wow.
Sentimental value. All right. So here we go. First of all, we start our Cork Oscars bag with some Razza.
Yay. Nice.
All right. I've got some of Cork's finest Tanora.
Obviously not.
You can drink it or you put it on before a night out, whatever you want to do yourself. We have the very exclusive Red FM Breakfast with KC Up the Rebel Mugs.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple of those are going into the bag this morning. There's car stickers for the kids. There is a school bag. I want to say a massive thank you to Cork GAA for giving us this incredibly attractive and sexy.
Oh, cool.
Up the Rebels, bye!
Can I keep that now?
Okay, so that's going to somebody. So thank you very much. That's the gang at Cork GAA, Donna Parky Queeve. Thank you very much, gang. All the crew in Cork City FC, their shop is in Douglas Village. You can buy the exclusive
all black
jersey. Isn't that stunning?
Look at Rory. Rory wants that.
That's going missing.
So that's in the bag for you to get your hands on. There's variations of Barry's tea, lads.
All the variations in there, Casey.
Rory, over there, what have you got handy?
I have a big bag of meat.
We have
some Clonakilty sausages.
Nice.
We've got some more sausages from O'Flynn's.
Nice.
More sausages from O'Flynn's. Some white pudding from Clonakilty. Some more black pudding from Clonakilty. And some cheese.
Charleville. Cafe Velo, they're a gorgeous coffee put together here in Cork. Put together, you don't put coffee together. What you do? Roasted. A bottle of stuff here that I can't mention on breakfast radio.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
More Tanora.
Hey.
Another bottle of stuff here with Kinsale written on it.
Oh, there it has got Kinsale written
on
it.
Very exclusive.
Yeah.
Another can of stuff with something written on it.
Yes.
That's the greatest.
Yeah. And then obviously Buddy the Elf's favourite, 4 cans of Murphy.
Yeah.
So we've got to throw in some Easter eggs for the kids.
Yeah.
Have I anything else? Oh. It wouldn't be a bag without
potatoes. Well done.
That's, I can do no more
well
for
done,
you.
That's unreal.
All right, if you want to win this, okay, if you're looking at this video online by chance, just down below, we want you just to sign your name and tag the person you want to share all of this with.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. But if you're listening on the radio right now, text Oscar's bag and your name to 086-8104-106. Don't worry, the sausages and the meat end of things have been refrigerated over the weekend and they are fresh as the day. You will be collecting this a little bit later on this evening. This is the exclusive Cork Oscar's bag. If you want it, that's what you got to do. 086-8104-106. Now, I've got to put this all into some kind of fancy bag before we get rid of it. That's what you can win right now. So best of luck, everybody. If you want our exclusive bag, it's here for the winning.
Lights, camera. Cork. The Oscar-winning county on the Red FM carpet.
We were asking you about your connections to the man, particularly here in Cork. If you, if you've been involved with something he's been involved in, or have you any good stories? Amy, what have you got for us?
Hey, Casey and Vic. So when I was in fourth year in school, went to school in a school in Cork City, Ballybehan, actually, Presentation Secondary School, Ballybehan. His aunt actually taught. In school she taught English and History, and I was in fourth year at the time, and you always pick a project, and for some reason I don't know why I was obsessed with The Wind That Shakes the Barley. So I done a project on her. Done a project on Cillian Murphy, sorry, and I spoke to her to see could she arrange for him to come to the school where I could interview him. And it was all arranged, he was coming and everything. And I think a few days before it, he said, I'm really sorry, I have to cancel, I have to fly to England for something, was it a conference or something, he had something on, which happens, look. So I interviewed his aunt. But could you just imagine if I actually did interview him? Could you imagine me this morning? After getting the big award, I'd be bloody jumping. But yeah, it was. She was so nice and she was very proud of me back then, so I could imagine how proud she is now.
Oh, Amy, that's incredible. You were that close. That close to grabbing Cillian Murphy.
Wow, yeah. That's a great story.
And do you still have that project? I wonder, is it up in an attic in a box somewhere?
You could probably sell it for 70 grand now at this stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If his hair is going for that much.
Today is the day to put that up on eBay. The day you almost had Murphy.
Lad.
Lights, camera, action. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Oh, yeah.
On the red carpet.
Cork's good times and Killian's good times. This is Red FM, Troy Sivan, and that is Rush. It is 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel was on MC duty and he had quite a pop at Trump.
Doing this show is not about me, and I appreciate you having me. It's really about you and Emma and all these great actors and actresses and filmmakers. But I was told we have like an extra minute, and I'm really proud of something. I was wondering if I could share it with you. I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous, blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. Okay, now, see if you can guess which former president just posted that on Twitter. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Right hook. A beautiful right hook.
Wow.
Let's do the pop quiz this morning for €1,000. Vic, who have you got there?
We've got Maria in Bishopstown.
Hello, lovely Maria in Bishopstown. How are we today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We're all celebrating here. Are you delighted for Cillian, Maria?
Absolutely. I thought Oppenheimer was a fantastic film and he was fabulous in it.
Yeah. He did the job, that's for sure. Listen, Maria, how was your bank holiday weekend? How was your weekend?
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Didn't get up too much. I have an imminent granddaughter arriving today, so we're just a bit super, super excited for the whole weekend and today for her arrival.
Oh, brilliant. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. That's a big day for you guys.
Serious excitement. Okay, Maria, listen, here's the deal. It's all movie questions this morning, okay? Off the back of the Academy Awards last night, I did promise I'd help you with the first three, so let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Maria, what movie features the song Let It Go?
Let it go.
Frozen. Just say Frozen, Maria. Yeah. Question number two. Who played the Joker in the movie The Dark Knight?
Was it
Heath Ledger. Say Heath Ledger. Question number three. What is the name of the main character, Fish, in the movie Finding Nemo? So the little fish is called? Just say Nemo.
Nemo, yeah. Nemo, yeah.
All right, it's over to you now. Question four. Who played the lead role in the movie Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
Question number five. What movie did Leonardo DiCaprio play a Wall Street broker?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Question number six. What is the name of the main character in the movie Black Panther? Do you know the name of the character? It's an unusual kind of a character name. Go on. Did you give me an answer there?
No.
Okay. Throw a guess. Anything at all.
Joker.
Question number seven. The highest grossing movie of all time, by chance would you know it? What was the name of the highest grossing movie of all time?
Was it Barbie?
It wasn't Barbie, it was Avatar, actually. Avatar. At question number 7. T'Challa was the answer for the Black Panther question. I hope I'm pronouncing that one correct. You got everything else right up until number 7, and then we ran out of time, Maria.
Okay.
So listen, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. Best of luck with the new arrival, and listen, come back another morning, we'll do it all over again.
That's super. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, Maria.
Bye, Maria.
Take it easy. It's Maria in Bishopstone. Best of luck with the little arrival. Yeah. Hopefully with us a little bit later today. And a great day for Cork. Killian wins and they've got a little baby in the house.
There you go.
Happy days. Pop quiz back tomorrow. We'll give you another chance to grab a grand in 60 seconds. I have something really... Like, I know we give away like 30, 50, 100 grand jackpots and everything. That's incredible. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is the Oscars bag, which you could win on the show this morning. We'll go live to Academy Street in a moment to talk to the Ripper Trollers, and I'll tell you what is in the special Red FM Oscars bag after the break.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream must-watch sport, blockbuster movies, and the biggest shows with Now. No contract.
And on my love, on Killian's Good Times, Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Action.
Live for the Academy Street Awards.
Emma's down on Academy Street. Good morning, Emma. How are we?
Good morning. Hey, Casey and Vic.
Hi.
The Killers are here live from Academy Street. Celebrating the Academy Awards. There's a great buzz here. Everyone's in great spirits after Cillian Murphy's big win. And I'm joined by the lovely Michelle, who's also just as delighted as us. Hi.
Hey, Shelley. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm here on Academy Street with Emma and Aoife, just strolling to work. So I just popped over to say hi, and I'm so excited about Cillian Murphy's win last night. I can't wait to see it on the telly tonight.
And the award for most enthusiastic listener this morning goes to you. Congratulations.
Every morning. I love your show. It's fantastic. I love the banter between yourself and Victoria. It's fantastic.
You're very kind. Let's forget about us. Let's talk about you. What part of Cork are you from?
I'm from Crosshaven, but I'm living in Carrigaline.
Okay.
I work on the South Mall in Cork City, so I park in Turner's Cross every morning and I listen to you all the way in and until I start work at 9.
Well, listen, have a lovely day at work. The girls have something nice for you there. Pick up your freebies and thanks a million for listening. Have a great day.
I'm super delighted. Thank you very much.
See you later. Take care.
See you later.
Bye. Well done. The ladies are there. We're on Academy Street. It is officially the Academy Street Awards. Go down if you're a listener.
Yeah.
Pick up your goodies. Keep an eye out for our Red Patrollers. All you got to do is run up to them and shout up the Rebels.
Absolutely.
We're celebrating Cork this morning. Go get your freebies on Academy Street.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Action.
Live for the Academy Street Awards.
I must say, from the bits I've seen this morning, Jimmy Kimmel, I really like him.
I really like Jimmy Kimmel. He's a nice guy, yeah.
He's just got this nice, friendly warmth about him. He's very likable.
Yeah.
Very funny as well.
Christopher is joined by his longtime collaborator, Cillian Murphy, who is just wonderful. Cillian is... Interesting fact about his name, it's pronounced Killian when he does drama. When he does comedy, it's Cillian.
When Cillian Murphy. So this would bag the question, is he now officially the most famous Cork human, you know? And this question was put to Killian.
I mean, to me, no one will be more famous than Roy Keane coming out of Cork. I'm a big Roy Keane fan, so... He's always number one for me. Sorry, Graham.
All right.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah,
he's still, oh, Roy, huh?
Yeah, still won't take the credit for anything. Huge, huge amount of love coming in from this morning. I thought the speech was typically him.
It was, yeah.
I mean, it was just so nice when he went on stage.
There was no fuss, was there?
No messing, straight to it. And again, we knew he was going to win it. It was in the bag, really.
Yeah.
He had to have it.
Yeah.
We're on Academy Street with the Red Patrollers. The girls are going to be there for a couple of hours yet. If you are in the area, just pop down and say hello.
Yeah, we're having our own Red FM Oscars celebration party.
You give them a little Up the Rebels shout when you arrive and you will get you'll get an award. It's not quite an Oscars. It's even more valuable.
It's better.
It is the Red FM Breakfast exclusive travel mugs that we're giving away and loads of other bits and pieces. So it's on tonight at 9 o'clock. You can watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a bit too late for us now.
Would you ring them and ask them to put it on at 7?
I will, of course.
Thanks very much. You will see Mr. Murphy in all his glory he was buzzing. He was absolutely buzzing. Yeah. And there's a beautiful photograph, which I have on the show page.
Yeah.
Which is of him and his wife and his two boys walking out.
Yeah, it's a lovely picture. They're the heads off him, aren't they?
It's on the show page. If you just look for KC Show Cork, you can see it up there. Yeah. And the boys are the image of him, aren't they?
The image.
Yeah. The strange thing that happened last night at the awards was everyone's talking about his... Mr. Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah.
He was announcing Oppenheimer, and this happened.
This is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated.
Hoo-ha!
But only one will take the award for Best Picture. And... I have to go to the envelope for that, and I will.
Anytime today, Al.
Here it comes. And my eyes see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes, Emma Thomas, Charles Ward.
Yeah, he was
hilarious.
You're right, it's ordering pizza, isn't
he's
it?
He's ordering, and I'll have the margarita.
With no pepperoni, but yeah, lots of hoo-ha. Have a good day today. Listen, thanks to all the gang for this amazing amount of people working on the show this morning. Thank you, Dave, Mark, Shannon in LA, yourself.
Yeah.
You've been up all through the night getting bits and pieces ready. And well done, Killian Murphy. Today's all about you.
Yeah.
More of that action coming up with Neil. We'll see you in the morning. Have a good one.
Lights, camera,
Cork.
Action.
The Oscar-winning county on the Red FM carpet. Yeah.